USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket attack struck near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The attack did not injure any personnel, and the coalition remains committed to supporting the government of Iraq to defeat ISIS, according to Colonel Miles Kagans, a spokesman for the U.S. military operation. He added they are not able to identify who was behind the attack. No one has claimed responsibility, and the incident remains under investigation. Three Iraqi officials said that two of the rockets fell inside the U.S. Embassy compound, while another hit near the coalition base. The Democratic Party has added an 11th presidential debate taking place in Phoenix on Sunday, March 15th. The debate, hosted by CNN and Univision, is taking place 2 days before voters head to the primaries in Arizona, which is emerging as a battleground in 2020. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida also hold their nominating contest on March 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.